A new daily fantasy app for prop bets is here, and it's called Thrive Fantasy. Forget the old school way of DFS. Thrive Fantasy has streamlined the drafting process and eliminated the need to do unnecessary hours of research by using only top-tier athletes. That means no more salary cap. You just build your lineup around a list of prop bets. Here's how it works. For each contest, you choose 10 of the 20 prop bets, plus two ice picks that protect you from any late scratches or postponed games. Each unique prop has an over and under point value assigned to it, and you will be rewarded that value if the prop is correct. So for example, if Tom Brady throws for over or under 250 yards, the less likely the prop is to occur, the more points the choice will be worth. You build your team score around the amount of correct prop bets you select. It's easy to play, so just check out the Thrive Fantasy link in the description of this podcast and get in the game with Thrive Fantasy today.
Episode 72 of the Ain't Hard to Tell podcast. Dexter Henry, Brian Fonseca here. We are back talking about everything, world of sports.
We were just off air talking about. We were just off air talking about Zion.
Zion Williamson.
RJ Barrett.
What do you want to do? How nervous I am for the upcoming Knicks lottery. I'm nervous.
It's not really upcoming, but I know what you mean. It is upcoming. But
it's upcoming. It's the only thing Knicks fans have to look forward to. It's upcoming. It's the only thing we have to look forward to. There's nothing else we have to look forward to.
You're not enjoying Damian Dotson proving that he can play at the NBA level?
No. No. Damn. You always act like I'm going to say something deeper than that. No. No.
I actually appreciate that you don't, because
no.
It's better for
sometimes there's nothing else to say. Just no. No.
What was the... All right, so I'm not going to give away when we're recording. Oh, yeah, Henry Ellenson's on the team. 22 different Knicks have suited up this year.
Nice.
They've had 22 different
players. Way to
tank. Yeah, Isaiah Hicks has only played one game. That's unfortunate. Forgot Wesley Matthews actually played two games with them.
I forgot about that.
It's been a very interesting season. Man, what happened to Noah Vonleh, man? He was playing so well.
He got hurt. He got hurt. But then the shot fell off, and then I don't know. He's playing well. Intriguing to see what happened. I'm not going to get into a discussion heavily about Noah Vonleh right now. That's not going to happen. But we are here. We are back. Ryan and I recently saw a sporting event.
A beautiful video.
That I found fascinating.
It was amazing.
And right before we started this, we found out that our producer today, Raul, has also seen this sporting event that I found just absolutely fascinating. Now, I want to start off by saying this. You know, and I was saying this to you right before we did this podcast. I got cut off and I didn't say this to you. You know how ESPN does that? ESPN the Ocho every year, and they'll just put those like random unique sports that are on. I'm hoping this year that they add this in. And what this was, guys, it was a Russian open hand slap competition.
Love it.
And I loved it. And if you're going to watch the video version of this podcast, if you're watching this episode, we're going to have some video that you can see of this in case you've missed this.
Yeah.
I came across this and I said, this is absolutely fantastic. And what is it? If you don't know, for those of you who can't see, it is two men, grown men,
yes,
standing across from each other, both standing up,
yes,
and they both take turns just slapping each other across the face.
Someone reminded me when I was talking about this on Twitter that Hot 97 did something similar with Slapfest back in the day. You remember that?
I do not remember that.
You don't remember Slapfest?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that's probably the time I stopped really listening to radio that much. So, no, I don't remember Slapfest.
I mean, yeah, but, like, hold on. Slapfest, Hot 97. They were, like, girls slapping each other. And, like, is this Ebro? I don't know if this is Ebro in the middle. But there were, yeah, Smackfest, not
Smackfest.
Smackfest, 2005. They had girls talking to each other, things like that. They're just standing across each other. You can find a video of this too, but they literally just slap the hell out of each other, and there's a giant Hot 97 banner there.
Now, was this for money?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. Now, you should hope so. Now, here's the thing with this Russian open.
There were rounds too. There were rounds in Slapfest.
Really?
Yeah, Smackfest. Sorry,
Smackfest.
Yeah,
interesting.
I understand why they
did. Anybody get knocked out?
I don't know. I'm looking for it.
Yeah, you did. You know what? This sounds like something you'd have been all over that age, because we know, as everybody knows from this podcast, Brian loves violence.
I think this is actually, interestingly enough, only for women. Imagine having a friend who is like, "Yo, I'm gonna compete in Smackfest." What would you tell them?
Like a homegirl?
Yeah.
And she's like, "Yo, I'm gonna go compete in Smackfest."
Yeah. See, I think we both handled this differently. Because you'll probably say, like, "Yo, you sure?" and things like that. I'll be like, "Yo, good luck."
I mean, I want to know what the price is. There's a price for everything. as we're going to get into this episode. Right. There's a price for everything. Like, what's the price here? How much can you win? Who are you going up against? Not that she may have all that information.
The weight class seems about different here. I mean, about the same here.
Well, that's the issue we're going to get into with what I had an issue with in terms of the Russian open hand slap.
Yeah.
Because it will bring up some of this video. As you look at some of this video, you will see guys of clearly much different weight classes, right?
Although they both probably pass for heavyweights, and we know heavyweight in a lot of sizes. I know there's a super heavyweight in there.
There was a super heavyweight in this video. This guy was so huge in terms of his body mass and the way he was just smacking people. What?
Yo, you know what was messed up though? And I like, he was allowed to measure, which I didn't approve of.
Did I say
that
to you when we talked about this on the
phone? I don't remember. But okay. I didn't approve of that. Because the biggest dude there.
By measure, Brian means like lining his hand up to his face.
He was lining his hand up to his face. And then it was like, it's basically, what he's basically doing is jabbing his opponent. He's basically jabbing his opponent to set up an overhand, or in this case, like, I guess you want to call it a right hook slap?
Yo.
But it's basically a jab where everyone else is just doing it what I would call the proper way of doing it. Just keep their hands on the side. When they're ready to go, they just put their hand up and slap them. You know what I'm saying? But he gets to measure the biggest dude there? I have a problem with this.
I don't think that was a problem, and yeah. I agree with you. The bigger problem for me was he was, and I hear what you're saying about the whole heavyweight thing, but there were some dudes that did not look like they were in his weight range.
No, understand. And I understand.
If you're going to do this right, which I'm hoping that more people do this, but we'll get to why I hope more people do this and for better reasons and things.
Interesting.
It would be nice to see this expand, but here's my problem.
You're more for this than I am.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah. I'm for this. I'm for this. I'm usually not for the violence, but I'm for this. One, just seeing it was sheer. It's like, here, think about this. Nobody wants to get knocked out. Right? Like, you always think, you don't want to see somebody get knocked out in a fight. You don't get knocked out. Could you?
Some people like drinking to the point where they get knocked out. So, there's ways to go about this.
Do you want
to
get knocked out from an open hand slap?
No.
I didn't think so. No. Like, that's more bad. Nobody wants to be slapped.
I'm not that crazy.
Nobody. If you get into a fight with somebody, how mad would you be if they slapped you?
Oh, but back in the day, that was my move.
Like, slapping people?
My brother taught me when I was...
Nah.
No, hold on. My brother told me when I was really young, he's like, listen, if you get into a fight, if you ever want to really disrespect somebody, slap them first.
Oh, that is disrespectful.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying, if somebody slaps you...
That's the move.
Yo, we have to throw hands.
Exactly.
But I feel like if somebody slaps you, I'm looking at you like, that's what you did?
Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Yo, if a man slaps another man, that is a sign of saying, like, yo, I don't even think you will do anything about it.
Yeah, you know what that means? I think you're a bitch. What are you going to do about it? Like, I'm not even going to have the decency to close my fist. I'm just going to slap you open-handed. What are you going to do?
Have you ever seen the Rick James sketch from the Dave Chappelle show?
Yes.
And did you see Charlie Murphy's comment about when he said, what did Five Fingers say to the face? He slapped him.
Yeah.
And he talked about back in the day, if a man slaps another man, somebody's got to go.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to go.
It's got to happen.
You can't slap
but
somebody.
If, that's the thing, too. If you're the open hand slapper, you're inviting it. You have to understand, which is what I understood when I was younger and more problematic, you will understand that something else is going to come along with
it. Can we just be clear that you are not going around hand slapping anybody right now?
No, even though I'm tempted. There's a couple.
Wow.
There's a couple people, wow, man. There's a couple people that I want to slap the hell out of. But I'm not going to, because I'm trying to build good relationships in this industry and try to progress and move forward and things like that.
If only you guys could see Brian's face. Like, he's so serious, man. He's so serious. All right, but here's the thing. And we mentioned this before the podcast.
I probably said too much.
Because I was saying this also to our producer, and this competition existed, but people don't know. Still exists, but we talked about if we had homegirls who were going to do Smacked and what we'd advise them to do, and I said, yeah, I want to know what it costs. This when I found out what it cost, what the winner got for this competition, I was upset.
Boy.
$450, people.
Even freelancers look at that and what?
$450?
Get out of here, bro.
Are you serious?
Yeah, nah. Little.
Which race?
I'm not putting my life on the line for
$450. Ah.
Yeah.
Which now raises the question. Let's take the man that we saw in these videos.
Wait. I got to go against him?
I'm setting the terms here, man.
All right.
Hold on. We're taking the dude who we saw basically smacking the hell out of everybody, spit flying from their mouth, and we all saw it, okay?
He drugged.
You have to go. Now, it's unfair because of weight classes, but you got to go up against that dude. How much? I think everybody here can agree $450 is not enough.
What's your price?
My price.
You're bigger.
My price.
You could take that.
What does that mean though? What does that mean? Take how much? There were some other reasonably sized grown men.
Reasonably sized. The dude in the polo that he looked up at the stars and got drugged, and then his daughter was right there, and then he's like, and then I thought that was it, and then he went back for round two.
Here's the thing.
For $450?
I'll tell you what, for $450, there's no way I'm doing that in front of my daughter.
No.
How do you go home to your daughter after that? How? So looking at my Simone will be looking at me like, I saw daddy go to sleep. No, we're not doing that.
Yo,
but there's a price for everything, right?
I feel the same way. So you asked me
my price. I'm going to say first slap. I have conditions on
more
this.
Than one?
I think I possibly might be good for three. And this is the
three slaps.
This is the largest man you see in this video that we're talking about here.
Yeah, the fat dude.
First slap, $3,000.
But he knows it.
$3,000 for the first slap. Every slap after that, I want an additional $2,000.
That's all you're taking?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. I think I last three slaps. That'll be eight. That'll be.
That's not that much money.
That'll
though.
Be $15,000.
But yeah, but you and you see, I'm not the one that uses this excuse usually, but I mean, hospital bills might be a little bit more.
I mean, you know what? That's the thing. I don't know how much it might cost for like a concussion,
broken jaw.
Replacement jaw surgery. I don't know what that costs. I guess what I have to say is I need at least that to be covered.
And then the other money on top of it?
No, I just say like enough for it to be covered is worth it.
So how much would you ultimately take to go in this competition with that man? No, whatever, how many slaps? Maybe what you could do is tap out after one. Like anything.
To tap out after one?
Yeah.
And let's just say, in the terms of this is straight cash,
straight
no
cash.
Taxes.
Yeah,
straight cash, homie.
Yeah,
one slap.
Yeah, his hardest slap.
His hardest slap.
Like the ones that he knocked out. You're gonna get one of those if you're going in a slap fight with the slap fight champion. You're gonna get his best. Yeah,
I feel like because
he's gonna measure.
Because yeah,
he's gonna do all that.
Because
come on,
of the
man.
Danger, you have to have what I said. It has to be increment. I got the longer I hang in, I gotta get paid more.
Give me $10,000
for one slap.
Yeah. Give me $10,000.
$10,000 for one slap.
Yeah. I may.
But see, I understand. But see, the thing for you is, based on your size, I understand why you're
right.
Like, I get it. Like,
now, if you're giving me the slap fight champion at welterweight.
Yeah, the price is going to come down.
Maybe $5,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you understand
but
why.
But you know what? Here's the thing. I'm crazy enough to think I could beat him.
Oh,
if we're
God.
At the same weight class. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm crazy enough to think, you know what? Because I told you, I have an
open hand slap experience?
Yo, I have a history of open hand slapping. Only men, only boys, by the way.
Yeah,
I was a kid.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no.
Ooh, people about to come for you. Woo!
No.
Oh, man.
Look, we're talking about a long time ago, so obviously I'm long.
Not the thing
long,
to say during
women's long,
history,
long retired.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. Long retired. However,
you got some slaps. You got some slaps left in you.
For some people, it doesn't take much for them to come back in.
Look,
all right.
Look, let me tell you. We talked about Zion Williamson before. Going against this dude is like the Zion Williamson of open hand slapping.
But if he's a welterweight, it'll be more like Adrian Broner.
Here's the thing. You say $10,000. You want $10,000 for what? What about the next slap? What if you last? What if you can come back for a second slap? You want another $10,000?
Yeah.
You want more money. See, I want more money per slap because I'm at a higher risk each slap I take.
Okay.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I want $50,000 if I win.
You're not beating that guy.
No, I'm not. But I'm saying.
You're not beating that guy. If you don't got enough slaps.
If you give me a welterweight, nobody better send me a DM inviting me to no contest because, like, yeah, I got to be on camera. Like, I ain't doing this for real now. But if you give me enough money, then maybe I'll.
No, somebody, you would go on camera and do it if you got enough money. If it was worth the risk. You'd do it.
I could use it.
You're not going to go. Now, the people
you think my tax returns were that good?
You're not going to go do it
with
for
this. With 45 slashing everybody's tax returns? Nah, come on, man.
Hey, that's kind of like an open hand slap.
Oh, I'll get in a slap contest with him. I bet you I'll beat his ass. I bet you I will beat his ass.
I don't know, man.
I'll win that one.
You might slap his hair off.
I might kill him. He's 70. Am I allowed to say that?
First of all, 70, you shouldn't be standing in an open slap competition.
I think he would. Come on. Of given all the things that he said and done.
Nah, he's got Twitter fingers. He's not standing in an open slap competition. That's not how he's going to move. No, I don't see it. No, he's not built for that. You and I both know that.
Clearly he's not.
So your price is 10 grand a slap. Yeah. See, I say I'll take, I think because I know I can hang a little bit more. I guess I could make it up. I think I could hang it for at least 3 slaps.
But that's the thing. If it's the big dude.
I'd say 5 grand to start.
If it's the big dude, it's probably going to be 10 grand. But if you're giving me someone in my weight class, I could be talked down a little bit.
8 grand for the big dude. 1 slap.
For me?
Yes.
Would I consider 8 grand?
Yes.
Where are we?
What do you mean, where are
you? Who's watching? You know what I mean? Like, I need, is it that okay. same? Do I have to be flown out to Russia?
This is Facebook Live. You got to be flown to Russia on Facebook Live. Anybody can see it.
I need more money. I'm Puerto Rican. We don't be out there in Russia. Trust me.
Okay, what if they come and do it in Puerto Rico?
I'm not there either.
What if they come and do it in New York?
Ooh, now we're talking.
No, let me be honest and clear. Your expenses will be paid for to go and you take the step slapping contest.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'll survive.
Survive what?
Russia.
Well, that's a whole nother story. So you 8 grand, you're not doing it? It doesn't matter where it is.
I'll probably stay with 10. A good negotiator.
9 grand.
A good negotiator asks for more than what they can get instead of
less. I'm trying to see where
Chris Jericho.
Where your line is. What's your line? Is 10 your line? You're not going below 10?
No, I think it's 10.
So it's 8 grand, 1 slap. You're not taking it right now. I don't believe you.
From him?
Yes, from him.
10.
9.5.
10. I'm
staying. So at $500, you really going to say no?
I'm staying at 10.
I don't believe you.
There's a reason why I'm at 10. Give me the 5 figures. That's it. I'll sell it perfectly. I'll Dolph Ziggler that shit.
Somebody says 9.5, stand there, get the guy slapped you. You're going to be like, no?
No. One of the other dudes? Sure.
You're going to forfeit a chance to make $9,500 because you want to hit 5 figures.
I might.
That's stupid.
This whole thing is stupid.
I agree. The whole thing is stupid. Like, taking a slap for another person for money is absolutely stupid. I still believe everybody's got a price.
Shout out to Ted DiBiase.
Yes. And the price thing, to me, is all relevant to where you are in life. I'm not trying to call out anybody for anything. How much money you have, how much money you are currently making, or what your come up could be.
And also how much you value your health.
That is true.
Some people...
And potential embarrassment.
Some people are a little more bold and daredevilish than others.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So let's go to the Canelo one. How much...
Yes, we talked about this.
Yes. Let's go to Canelo. Canelo is like a little heavier than me and a little lighter than you. So this probably be easier for you to take, but not easy at all. So Canelo... We were saying that, and for those of you who don't know, Canelo Alvarez, Saul Alvarez, boxer, world champion, all that stuff. How much would it cost for you to take a body shot from him? Originally, I was talking about this with someone else, and what we were saying is how much would it cost to fight? But then I said that, oh, he touches me, I'm going down. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, he touches me, I'm going down. And they're saying, oh, not by choice. No, I'm like, no, by choice. By choice. Jab, he could headbutt me. I will not get up.
It's gonna be a 4 second.
So then we
first
were,
round knockout.
Yeah. So then what we made it was, all right, take the actual punch. So for him to land like one of those left hooks to your body that would probably break your ribs, how much would it cost you? It's going higher for me than the open hand slap.
Oh, definitely higher. There's more damage than open hand slap that
right.
can be done there.
Right. Even though open hand slap, you could develop CTE if you could take too many of those.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is why Smackfest would not fly today.
No. Canelo Alvarez. Body with a punch. Body shot.
Yes, left hook to the body. Left hook. Right to the right side of your ribs. Right here. Just crack.
I need at least 75 grand.
75?
Yeah. At least.
I'm going lower.
Lower. Interesting.
I'm actually going 25 grand.
I mean, I don't think.
It's funny because like the actual fighters, they be getting more.
I don't think 25 is an unreasonable number. I'm surprised at that from you considering your stature.
Right. I think
I just feel like
trust me, I'll most likely be put on the ground.
Is this in front of people? Most likely will be put in the ground.
Yeah, this has to be for the people. This has to be part of it. You're gonna be, here's where you're gonna be. You're gonna be in Times Square in the summer, where the steps are. It's gonna be out there for everyone to see. It's gonna be like, all right, it's gonna be like one of those acts that they just put out there. He body shots you, and we'll see if you can take it.
What's taking it? Not going down on your knees?
Yeah. You try as best as you can to take it.
I'd like a bonus in that. If I don't go down on my knees, that I get like an extra 25 grand.
I'll do a UFC style. 25 grand to take the punch, 25 grand if I stay on my feet.
Ooh.
Or
I said 75, but I definitely do 50.
Or if I get knocked down, but I can beat the count of 10, we'll have a referee there to actually do the 10 count. If I could beat the count of 10, you give me an extra 20 grand.
That's too much for. I'd say maybe 15 would be more fair, but all right, you know what?
17.5.
If maximum I can make out of it is 50 grand, which is the max you just proposed, yeah, I'd do it.
I'll do it. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing it.
100%. See, because who was I talking about this with? Gerard. Gerard said he needed $1 million. I'm like, sure, that'd be nice, but like,
No, you don't. Here's the thing. I'll even say if somebody went to numbers like 100K, 200K, I can't even understand them
there. Especially if you're smaller.
Here's why I don't need $1 million. I mean, I'll take $1 million. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, let's say someone gave me, let's say I said 7,500K. Give me 100K. Student loan debt, gone.
You student loan debt still?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm like, who doesn't?
Me?
Oh. Well, lucky.
I mean, look, I didn't qualify for a lot of stuff, but I was able to qualify for some grants because, you know, that Latin.
Not
you
know enough. Did you just throw up gang signs? That was that.
I could qualify for a couple grants, had a scholarship, and was able to pay the rest of it. So
yeah, some of us still got student loans out here. So I will take that punch from Canelo Alvarez. For like,
you also went to Pitt. I mean, I went to St. Francis.
That's
true. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the swish was a little bit more.
Yeah. A lot more, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm taking that punch. See, that's how I look at things. It's like, I'm not talking about everything.
What would you use it for?
No, some mucho. It doesn't have to be like a great amount of life-changing money, but like, yeah. Look, 50K can help you do some things.
Give me a good amount for the year to save.
Give
for
me
100K.
I could pay off some student loans. I could have a down payment on a home. That helps.
Yeah. You give me that 50, I'll, you know, 25, 25, or just 25, whatever. Yeah, put a bunch of it in my savings. Use the rest of it to get some equipment. Maybe invest in an idea.
Start your own open hand slap competition.
Oh my God! Wait a minute. Hold on.
Uh-oh, ideas. We got ideas.
Vanilla one, I would definitely like do it. I don't want to do it. Like this one,
you gotta have. You gotta have guts to do this. This takes more guts than open hand slap. This takes more guts than Canelo.
No, man.
How much?
Have you seen?
I'm even making fear. We're gonna take a boxer who is no longer in his prime.
That don't matter. Have you seen him recently?
I saw recently.
Oh
his
my
skills.
God.
Mike Tyson.
Fam.
At his age now, not even Mike.
Have you seen him?
I have.
He's still,
I
you
saw
know what
the,
I'm saying?
I saw the hand skills. I saw
Oh,
it.
My God.
I saw.
He can still do the left duck, left hook. Oh, my God.
I saw. Now, how much at his age? How old is Mike Tyson right now?
He's in his 50s.
51, 52?
Early 50s.
Something like that.
I think he was born in 66. Let me see.
Right? How much, everybody listening out there, to take a punch? Which Mike Tyson wanted, before I say what I have to say.
52.
Mike Tyson is one of my favorite quotes, which is everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
Which is true.
And it's true. I love that. I love that
it's
quote.
It's also true when it's not physical.
Yes.
Because people get punched in the face in life. You got a plan and then, you know.
Now in that vein.
He's 52 and now he's a weed connoisseur. But just because he smokes weed and has a podcast now doesn't mean that he ain't, you know, he still got that power.
Yeah.
He still got that power.
I don't want to see these hands from Mike Tyson, but if I had to, and Mike Tyson, one punch from Mike Tyson to the face, one punch.
Where in the
how
face?
How much?
Where in the face? Is it like square on the nose? Is it in the jaw? Is it in my forehead? In my chin? My cheekbone?
Cheek. One punch to the cheek.
Right here, right side?
Nope, you don't know which cheek is coming, left or right. You have no idea.
I mean, he's right-handed.
How much? So you know it's coming, you know if it's right hand, it's probably coming for your left cheek. How much?
You want me to set the price?
I'm asking you how much. One punch, hard as Mike Tyson can, straight to your left cheek.
I'm going to need six figures.
Yeah.
I'm going to need six figures.
Yeah. This sounds like a six-figure payday to me.
Yeah, I'm probably going to. I might go $250,000. I probably got to ask for $250,000.
That's it?
Yeah.
Nah.
I was thinking of going lower.
Nah.
But 250. Yeah, I could do 250,000. I could do that. I could do 250.
You're gonna be. You saw how the dude looked when he went down with the open hand slap. You're gonna look worse than that.
Yeah, and I'm also a welterweight.
You might not even remember it.
Junior middleweight, more so.
Yeah, 250,000 is not enough. You possibly couldn't lose teeth.
Is it really as hard? I already got two missing teeth.
Possibly could lose.
We're about
that.
To get those taken care of.
Jaw so swelling.
Don't get cavities, kids.
Could have a broken jaw. Could have fractures around your cheekbone.
500K.
See, that's where it starts. That's where it's kind of reasonable to me.
Yeah, because now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, my career might be over. Nah, you got to give me 10 million then. My career's over.
See, my face is on TV, so it's a little bit more valuable.
Me too. As we know.
I need a little bit more money than that.
More than 10 million?
Nah, I don't need 10 million.
Oh.
I was thinking like somewhere between 1 and 1.5.
Yeah, not me too. I need a million. Now I'm thinking about it. Now I'm like, yeah.
See, that's why Gerard can't tell me he needs a million for it. Was that Gerard who said that?
Yeah.
The Canelo
body shot?
No.
I'll take 25K.
You could take a punch to the gut. You'll be okay. Yeah. Punch to the face might do a lot of things
differently.
Especially
if you're in shape.
Yeah.
If you're in shape.
Punch to the face is going to do a lot of things differently. That I need at least a million on.
What's up, listeners and supporters of the Ain't Hard to Tell podcast? We need some help from you, and it won't take up too much of your time. As we grow, we always want to hear your feedback, so take a minute or two to fill out a short anonymous survey. The survey link is right in the episode notes for this podcast. It's easy and takes less than 5 minutes. As always, we thank you for your continued support.
Oh, I just thought of one. Okay.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Open court. You have to guard Kyrie Irving one-on-one for a half, like in a park. So 20 minutes running clock. You have to guard Kyrie Irving one-on-one in a five-man for a full court game, 5-on-5.
How much to do that?
Yes.
Whatever. I mean, I'm going to get embarrassing across a bunch of times.
That's what I mean.
But see, the pain of that of people laughing at me being crossed is like, yo, he's Kyrie Irving.
But you have
he's supposed to cross me.
But you have a torn Achilles in your history.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
And me, I could develop one. He might tear my ACL. You know what I'm saying? I'm not where I was.
Okay,
before.
So I wasn't thinking about it in terms of the injury risk as much as I was trying to like save face.
No, you're not just playing basketball against Kyrie. Like this is playoff Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? And think about it. 20 minutes for a half, when you're doing something you don't want to do for a long period of time, it feels longer than it actually is.
Like, except when you are paid very well to do that.
Right. But here's the thing.
I'll tell you, somebody told you guard Kyrie Irving for a half for 20 minutes, and they gave me $20,000. That's $1,000 a minute. I am never going to make money probably as good as that again.
Probably. But
that's
you
good.
Still feel like it's taking forever. You've never had bad sex?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it feels like it's taking forever, and you just want it to stop. And the worst part of it is
except
if you're a
you'll have bad sex for 20 grand for 20 minutes.
If you're a guy, you won't even finish if it's bad.
But you will do it if somebody tells you you have to stand there for 20 minutes, you'll finish it.
Who's the other side? Who's the other partner?
It depends. I have these conversations all the time.
Me too.
With a friend. And like women and guys. Yeah. And I'll talk to them about like uncomfortable with people with sexual experiences they may not want to do. I'll be like, how much? And yeah. these are the parameters. All you got to go through 5-7 minutes of hell. 20 minutes of hell of Kyrie Irving crossing me over with my torn Achilles. Yeah, give me $1,000 a minute. Sounds pretty good to me.
$1,000 a minute. So that's 20 grand?
Yeah.
20 grand?
That's it.
I might take less. I think I'd take less.
It's a good return.
I think I'd take less.
You don't have to worry about your Achilles.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I still have to worry about
it.
Yeah,
but who's
even though it's not in my history.
Nobody's torn their Achilles from getting like crossed over.
Kyrie Irving is, look, I may have said that I prefer some other players over him long term, but he's still, you know, got probably the best handles in the world.
He's dangerous.
Yeah.
Now you, I'm not afraid of Kyrie Irving, but you're afraid of skydiving.
Yeah. I don't like heights.
Huh.
Surprise, surprise.
How much to skydive?
Mm. Mm.
25,000 feet.
$1 for each feet.
$1?
For each feet. So $25,000.
Wow.
I think I'd probably do it for that.
I mean, I'd do it for free, but...
Not me. I don't want to do
it. Yeah.
Because I told you, it's like what Bill Burr said. The worst thing that could happen is you live. Why would I want to skydive?
See, I don't agree with that.
I do.
I don't agree
with
that.
I don't care about the experience. I'm surprised you're saying that.
The experience matters. Experiences matter. Even if you knew you were dying on the way down from a skydive, at least you'd be like, damn, at least I did some dope stuff before I died. I got to feel what this feels like. I got to kind of know what it feels like to be a bird.
I'm not going to remember that if I fall and, like, just die.
Yes, when you're dying, you also are only going to remember the things before you die. That's it.
Hopefully I remember it in heaven after skydiving, you know.
Or it won't matter. You won't be where, you'll be wherever you are. And maybe you will. And maybe you'll be like, yo, I'm glad I skydived before I died. Even if I did crash to the ground.
$25,000. Now, I'll do it for free in Grand Theft Auto. I'll do it for free in GTA.
Yes, because you have a place where you can restart again.
You ever done it in GTA?
No, I don't play GTA. I've told you this before.
Why not?
I don't care for GTA.
It's a liberating experience.
No, it's not.
When you want to blow off some steam?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's literally the purge.
I think it's
purge.
A very overrated game.
Man, you're crazy.
I think it's a very overrated game.
You know why I love it, though? It helps me work out situations like this, but in a video game. And also...
Oh, so you can exact the violence on people that we're not potentially talking about here?
I don't know what you're talking
Slap
about.
Slap people in the face?
I don't know what you're talking
Probably
about.
Probably doing worse things in GTA. Pulling people out of cars.
Listen,
yo, full of carjacking!
All I'm going to say is this. If you've ever seen me play GTA... You won't be surprised one bit. You'll be like, yeah, this is exactly what I picked.
Yeah, you probably get way too hyped for pulling people out of their car and causing anarchy. We got a whole generation of people that have been raised on this game that want to do this.
Here's the thing.
Ain't nobody pulling me out of my car.
I'm not one of those people, though.
You don't get an open hand slap.
But here's the thing, though. I do that in that game. Here's the thing, though. I'm not one of those people that tries to reenact some of this stuff in real life. I have controlled sensibilities. You know what I'm saying?
Is it a struggle for you to control this?
No, it's very easy. Mm. Now, sometimes you may be walking down the street and you're like, yo, what if I just...
No, you brought this up before. No, you've never had that before.
No,
you know why? You know why?
Why?
Because I don't play Grand Theft Auto. That's why.
But no game, like, you've never walked by, this is like the Ooba Dooba episode all over again. You've never walked by somebody, and I was like, yo, what if I just slapped the shit out of this person?
No!
Right now?
No, man! Like, no! No!
Never!
No!
I wanted to do that to the dude that was playing bongos on my way here on the train.
Why?
I just wanted to chill out, listen to Mos Def, and he's literally right next to me.
And he wanted to chill out and try to earn some money on the train. Why are you mad at him?
Can he live? He was kind of offbeat. Wasn't a good performance.
He's got to work on his performance skills. How is he going to work if he has to put it out to the world?
Do that at home before you put it out to the world.
Hey, he's like, I need to get this live experience right now. And that's what he was doing.
No way he was paying.
Let that man, you want to slap him. I wouldn't get in a slap fight with him. He slaps bongos all day.
I'm Puerto Rican.
We do too. Nah, he slaps bongos all day. You don't want
we,
it.
I grew up playing instruments. I grew up playing instruments. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
I've been doing this.
Nah.
I was playing the cowbell when I was 3 years old.
No. What? What? The cowbell shouldn't even be an instrument. Now on a whole other tangent. The cowbell should be an instrument.
It helps you establish rhythm when you're really young.
So since you have these thoughts, how much would it be for you to just randomly slap somebody in the street?
Hold on. Do I get arrested? That's the big thing, though.
That is a big thing.
Like, that's huge. I'm not. Look.
Yo, yeah, you know, it has to be risk involved.
No. I have to be able to get away with it. Where am I?
No, you can't get away with it. I can't guarantee you that.
I have to go to the precinct?
You might.
Nah, bro. You got to get... What?
What if I said you could... I'm trying to think of a
Set
place.
Set the parameters.
A place you could be where you could do it. You got to go to Penn Station. Middle of Penn Station. You walk up to... New Yorkers will understand this. You got to walk up to somebody... At rush hour. Raul laughed about it. Raul, you understand how hard this would be to
Great.
This,
so, understand. So between 3 to 7 p.m. on a weekday.
4 to 8. You want to say
okay.
3 to whatever.
All right. So 5 p.m. on a
Somebody
weekday.
Could be just waiting for their train, waiting on the line to get in the Starbucks
Wait,
there.
I had to do this on a platform?
No. You can be in like the elevator. You don't have to do it on a platform. You can do whatever you want. I would say preferably do it near the stairs so you can run up there and get out. That was what I would do.
There's too many cameras. All right, go continue.
That's the risk. What I'll say is, I can tell you have the opportunity to get away. But if you are arrested, the money that you could choose to get you'll get extra on top that will be help to bail you out and take care of any legal fees that you need to handle this. So you really won't get into trouble. You may get arrested after, but it'll be very quick and you'll be out of jail. Unless you're running and you're a minority and the cops come after you and they pull out.
Yeah.
So it's probably problematic for you to get away.
I mean, I was all conference track in high school.
Oh, here we go. Here we go with the stats.
So I'm trying to think. I'm like,
Yeah, but you're 25 now. You know what? You can't run like you used to.
Yeah, I don't even run that
much
anymore.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you slap somebody hard enough and run? And there's no.
I can still run. I want to be clear.
There will be no slapping of women or children in this.
Right. No.
You got to slap another grown man.
Yeah.
Go. How much?
I want to say six figures.
Six figures, huh?
I want to say six figures. But here's the thing, because the whole arrest thing and all that stuff. Now, if you take out the arrest, if I can do this, if I can do this.
Because you've been waiting to do this your whole life.
Hold on. If I can do this, if I can slap somebody open-handed, do I just want to slap in person, right? If I can do this and I don't get arrested, the worst thing that could happen after is I might have to actually fight the other person because, as we mentioned before, that is the form of disrespect where if you slap somebody, you have to fight them after. Like, it's just, that's just how it goes. Now, if you're guaranteeing that the worst thing that could happen is we fight after and I get to choose who it is, I'll take four figures.
Yeah, no, I'm allowing you to get away. You said you want to see what happens if you slap somebody. You've had this question your entire life. So now you get to do it, but you could get compensated for it.
100,000.
Now, what happens?
I could probably be talking
okay,
over, though.
Now, hold on.
I'm thinking about
that's
it.
That's fine. Now, what happens if the price is, or the risk is, yeah, but you could get arrested and there's not going to be no help for you in terms of like legal fees, anything else. You're on your own.
So then I'll never get to see the money. So what's the point?
No, you'll get the money.
Oh,
you'll make sure you get the money.
Oh, but how long am I going to jail?
I don't know. I don't know what to go to jail for slapping somebody and running. I don't know what. I don't know what.
It kind of varies.
Is that like aggravated assault? I'm not. I'm not 100%
well,
sure.
If you slap somebody, you would be aggravated, and that would be assault.
I don't know. Yeah, would that change the price now? It's more of a risk.
$500,000.
I think you'd do it for
$250,000. Maybe. Because remember, I get to pick the person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can pick up anybody you want. I said no women, no kids, but you can pick anybody you want. Penn Station.
There might be. See, here's the thing. I might be waiting around for somebody I want to find.
The other risk too is you slap somebody in a crowded place like Penn Station during rush hour, and somebody else sees you slap them and run off.
Oh.
And they like, nah, we can't let that happen. They come after you. We can't help you with that. You're on your own.
I think I'm going too low. I think I should be $750,000 or a million.
A million.
I might be going too low.
Damn.
Cause we're talking. Come on, man. My name can't. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
Like, for all the crap that I take, though, I'm a good citizen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't.
The fact that you go around thinking about potentially slapping people, I'm not sure that's a good citizen.
But here's the thing. Those are fun thoughts. Those are
what?
Thoughts that...
What?
Those are things that I would actually never act upon, and you know it. You know what I'm saying? But here.
Those are fun thoughts? Wow.
Because we were talking about a video
I don't
game.
Want to know what your calm thoughts are. Those are fun thoughts?
See, I was trying to reach that.
Oh, my gosh.
I was trying to reach that when I was listening to the Ecstatic, the Mos Def album. I was trying to listen to History, but this dude next to me kept playing a damn instrument.
Yeah, you're too
angry. So then it turned from wanting to listen to History to Life in Marvelous Times, and I wanted to fight. Life in Marvelous Times makes me want to fight.
Wow.
You know why? Have you ever played Fight Night Round 4? That was the theme song for that game, Life in Marvelous Times.
You see, you've been around too much violence.
You know who's on the cover of that? Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson.
Yes. Neither one. One's not living anymore. But one, you would not want to get punched in the face.
I mean, come on. No, bro. No.
You would not want to get punched in the face.
No. I'd rather get punched in the face by other people, not Mike Tyson.
Well, people, if you have learned anything from this podcast, is that Ryan still loves violence a lot. And there's a price for everything. Although, I'm here... I would pay money to watch a weighted class open hand slap championship. We need to get that done. It needs to be on the air.
Yo, I will MC it. Honestly, I will MC
it. I just want to see it.
No, I will MC it.
Pay-per-view, Facebook Live.
I'll do play-by-play. I'll do announcing. Yo, I would cover slap fighting. I said that when in the thing, I was like, yo, bring that to New York.
This is when Bob
Woodner from Nuts Daily, he said that you, it's in New York. You just got to go find it.
Well, I'm sure some of the places I don't want to go find it, but he's right.
I'll cover it.
Slap fighting.
But you know, I'd pretty much cover anything. I'd cover pigeons fighting on the side of the road. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Slap fighting, I'm here for it.
For enough money.
But, like, yo.
Not for free, like some of y'all
try. The dudes, to bring it back to that, the dudes who were in that competition that didn't win the 450, how do you feel?
I know.
You took all of them slaps. Some dudes got knocked out and you didn't get anything. And you only got 450?
It's for the love of the game.
I think it was like 30. What's the Russian currency? Rubles?
I don't know, but it's
30,000 rubles?
It's for the love of the game.
You know nah. Nah, that sounds like NCAA exploitation there.
So taking the big dude out of it, how much would it take for you to just compete in a slap fighting competition with, you know that you don't know who the people are, but you know they're gonna have a weight class.
That's a good question.
How much do you weigh right now? I don't know if you want to give
just,
that away.
I'm fine with that. It's like 195, just under 200.
195?
Yeah.
So you would have to get down to a specific weight class. Now, in the UFC, 185 is a weight class. That would be middleweight. For boxing, 175 is light heavyweight, 200 is cruiserweight. Yep. So you'd probably have to get down to like around those areas. 185, right? Yeah, how much would you take?
Just to be in it? See, I just don't. You know what the problem for me is?
It's an eight-man tournament. It's three rounds.
I don't know. Unlike you, who... quote in this podcast, have a history with slapping.
Hold on. Now we're overplaying it.
No, we're like, not.
It's only been a few people.
It's more, a lot more than me.
I was like 10.
A lot more than me. My point is, I don't know what my slapping skills are right now. So I don't know how confident I have to be in there. Like, how big is the field?
You don't shadow box when you work out?
No, not anymore. I used to do this with my boy back in the day. I used to do a little bit of boxing with my boy back in the day.
I shadow boxed the other day.
Yeah, of course you did. Of course you did.
Yo, wait, look. Listen to me. When I achieve financial stability and medical benefits, like when I'm joining a gym.
Yes.
And it's going to get serious. I don't plan on competing, but I'm probably not going to be against it.
A UFC gym? I might,
No. Just like, you know, maybe some jiu-jitsu. Maybe kickboxing.
Yeah, you seem like you need that. I feel like that can help you because you're walking down the street, you think about people who get slapped. So you need to get some of that aggression out.
No, but I need that stability first. My lifestyle is very hectic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and stressed out about worrying about slapping people.
No, but you know why? If you look at some freelance checks, you'll understand why.
Oh, I know.
If you deal with the way the industry is, you'll understand why. There's a lot of people I want to slap, but I can justify every single one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people.
I don't know, man. If I was an open, I would say, I think for it to be worth anybody, the prize money needs to be around, depending on how big the field is, I think you got to make that prize money somewhere between 25,000 to 50,000 to get people even somewhat interested in it and trying to prepare and be good at it. Because I understand you're starting
except
to
except if you're in Russia.
Except if you're in Russia. Then you're just paying people $450, which is ridiculous.
Bro.
I'm not getting slapped by nobody for $450.
That's how much a PlayStation costs now.
Yeah. That's just...
Would you rather buy a PlayStation or compete in a slap contest?
Right now, buy a PlayStation.
Like,
for that money, yeah, I'll buy the PlayStation.
I would compete if it was a bunch of people in my weight class and I didn't know.
I'm telling you, man, 25 to 50K is a good price point, man.
No, I think you're right.
You can get a good feel. And look, people are going to be working on the slapping. They won't just go. Then you're going to end up get a whole generation of people
who
instead of like you walking around thinking about slapping people, they're going to maybe go around slapping people talking about they got to work on their game.
I'm competitive enough to where I think that I would actually be training not to survive but to win. And you know how hard I work. Like, you know how I am with certain
people. No, he's lazy.
Lazy. You know that's not true.
He's lazy.
You know that's not true.
He's lazy, because if he was really bad, he'd be slapping people in the streets already. But he's not. He's the one putting the work.
I get a heavy bag, and instead of punching it, just slaps. Just open hand slaps.
I'm telling you, you could be the best slapper out there. All right, we need it as a competition. All right, we talked about how much a lot. So we know now everybody knows our prices for certain things. All right, episode 72. Got to do the numbers before we
get
out of here.
And if you got some others, just tweet at us.
Yes, please tweet at us. I'd love to hear from the listeners some things that you would do and the price. Maybe we'll talk about this in our next live podcast we do where
we'll follow up. This is going to be a running theme because I love this.
I'm intrigued to hear what other people do for what their price is. What's their price and doing all this stuff? It's good. All right. Well, this is part one of this. We will revisit this at some other point. Yeah. There's always new things to add. So we will revisit that. All right. Episode 72. Who are we choosing for the numbers? Interesting list we have here today.
Yeah. Number 72. We got Carlton Fisk.
Okay.
Hold on. Did he actually wear 72? I feel like he didn't. I don't know why I put that there.
I believe he did.
He did wear 72. Okay.
I think I know who I'm going with here.
Oh, my God. The picture I saw of Carlton Fisk looked like Eazy-E. That's crazy. All right. So we got Carlton Fisk, Jason Giambi.
When did he wear 72?
Cleveland Indians. Ed Too Tall Jones.
Okay.
Doug Risenberg.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive lineman for the Giants, I believe. O.C. Umenyora.
O.C.
Your boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good dude.
Does he live in New York?
Not anymore. He's in London now. The last time.
Really?
The last time I saw him.
Shout out to him and Lennox Lewis.
I was actually shooting something in Hoboken. And I was shooting something outside his apartment. And he came down. And he remembered me from my days of working with the Giants. So he was like, oh, what's up? And then I was like, oh, what's up? Like, I asked him what he was doing. But he just was literally about to leave for London to take. He does stuff with NFL promotions over there for London. So, yeah.
Someone tweeted at me, you wild LMAO. And I was like, wait, are they listening to this already? And then it's like, no, it's because I retweeted the Trojan thing. If you missed the Ain't Hard to Tell Extra, it's because I retweeted a tweet where Trojan is giving away a box of condoms for every block in the NCAA tournament.
And you're not wild. You're
responsible.
Trying to come up. Yeah.
Trying to come up.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. All right.
Jason Ferguson, former Jet. Dan Dierdorf?
Nope.
Dexter Manley?
Nope, not because his name is Dexter.
That's the only reason I put him there.
No. And there's a lot, some of you always bring it to me. Oh, your name is Dexter. You like Dexter Manley.
What? That was a thing?
Oh, yeah. I've heard so many people say that.
Do they do that now with Famous Dexter, or is he too young?
No. Yo, the last time that happened with Famous Dexter, I was in a Walgreens, and this dude rung me up, and he was like, yo, your name is Dexter?
Yeah, you told me about Dexter. This.
I was like, no.
He had an album. What's it called? Like, no, Dex meets Dexter or something.
Which I looked up. It's the worst album title ever. Anyway, yes.
You and Famous Dex are gonna meet and take a photo together. It's gonna happen one day.
Yeah, and he should point at me and be like the real Famous Dex. That's what he should do.
That'd be a pretty good photo. Michael Bennett, he wore with the Seahawks.
That's right, 72 Seahawks. Okay.
Jason Capono.
With the Sixers.
Yeah. And Kevin Bradshaw.
Huh.
Yeah. Kevin Bradshaw.
I know who I'm going with here.
Kevin Bradshaw, if I'm not mistaken, that is the record for most points in a college basketball game against a Division I opponent. He had 72 points.
And who did he do it for? For who? Playing for who?
He was a basketball player who played with Bethune-Cookman and U.S. International, and they did this against Loyola Marymount in 1991.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Was that the team with Hank Gathers?
Don't know if that was a year before.
No, it was after.
After, okay.
That got dark. All right, anyway. Who are you going with?
O.C., man. Yeah. I'm going with my man O.C.
Yeah. Yeah, it was either him or Jason Ferguson for me, selfishly.
Yeah.
I like Jason Ferguson and Madden all those years.
Okay. Good. Here we go. I always got to have some stupid video game reference.
Do you know what I was doing for most of my life when I was young?
Slapping people and playing video games? Yeah, that's what you were doing. Slapping people and playing video games.
I didn't slap that many people. It was just a few. It's a few. Like, yo, we had
this is the best audio ever. I didn't slap that many people. Just a few.
But like, we were going to get it popping. I told you I went to public school for most of my life until high school. And even that school, I almost fought somebody in a chapel.
I went to public school my entire life.
Did you not hear what I just said? I said I almost fought somebody in a church service.
Says a lot about you.
I'm spiritual.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to pray for you. On that note, we're out of here. That's episode 72 of the Ain't Hard Tell podcast. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Really fun episode here. Please be sure to subscribe. Also, take our survey that's in the link. Also, be sure to leave comments. That helps us. Any feedback that you guys have, we'll try to read some of that on air. You can always send us questions, tweet at us, email us, hit us up on Instagram, however you get it. Support our merchandise.
Send me good jobs.
At our T Public store. Send them a slap, guys. How about that? At our T Public store as well. So be sure to do all of that and support the people that help sponsor us and also continue to support us too. We thank you guys for support. That's it for episode 72 of the Ain't Hard Tell podcast, where Brian is thinking about who he is going to slap next. For Brian Fonseca, I'm Dex Henry. Until next time, y'all. Peace.